what that music means.
Ooh, we're stuck in an elevator?
No, it's time once again for August's Record You Should Own. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. And it's fortunate that you're tuning in because we'll be talking a little bit about elevators, especially ones that go to the 13th floor. And we're also going to focus on both a new DVD and a tribute album from the 90s. One of the bands that I'm really starting to get into in a major way, and an artist I'm getting into, is Rocky Erickson, who in the mid-60s led a band called the 13th Floor Elevators. And a lot of their music is kind of trippy. You know, they have the Electric Jug, which you can never have too many. The Electric Jug in rock music is, it's kind of like listening to Podcrapular and not hearing dick jokes. I mean, it's just, it's part and parcel of it. But you may remember their biggest hit was You're Gonna Miss Me, which it's in the Dell commercials. It started off the movie High Fidelity. And You're Gonna Miss Me is also the name of a documentary that was released a couple of years ago about Rocky Erickson and some of the trials and tribulations that he's had. And the first half of You're Gonna Miss Me is brilliant. The first 45 minutes really puts everything into his perspective. You know, why the elevators were so important, why, you know, kind of how Rocky got to where he got. He's a guy who's had a very troubled life. And the first half of the movie kind of suggests some possibilities, but really doesn't go all the way. It suggests some causes, notably in his family. But the latter half of the movie, except for a haunting acoustic performance towards the end, just falls apart. As many of you know, I'm a big fan and have this professional interest in rock stars who are kind of off the beaten track and who have, kind of that whole line between genius and madness. And when you compare this movie to other documentaries about similar artists, you realize that really the filmmaker shot themselves in the foot. I just wasn't made for these times, which was about Brian Wilson. Ends on a mixed note, but it's ultimately a happy note. Wilson's gone through all his journeys, and now he's able to make music. The Devil and Daniel Johnston, which I reviewed on the blog a couple of months ago, ends positively, but there's a note of foreboding where his parents wonder who's going to take care of him once we go. With You're Gonna Miss Me, there's no real investment. It really just kind of peters out towards the end. And yes, Rocky has had a kind of a renaissance in recent years, but the filmmakers made some really dumb choices and really poor choices, especially if you look at the bonus features of the disc. The first is an update on some of the legal matters that Rocky Erickson has dealt with, and as part of this update, his younger brother, who was his legal guardian, and some kind of stoner guy who I don't know what is, gleefully announced that there's no such thing as mental illness, which not only undercuts a lot of the evidence that went on early in the movie, but as someone who's in that field, I consider that a real slap in the face. I know there's some people who don't believe that, but if it were just Rocky Erickson's case and they were saying, hey, that didn't affect him, that's one thing, but that bothered me. And then there was a clip that was actually left out. It was 2 minutes on the mental hospital, the psychiatric facility that Rocky Erickson had been in the late 60s. And it talks about kind of the conditions there. And by cutting that out, the filmmakers basically cut out, even if they didn't believe that Rocky Erickson had mental illness or were unwilling to confront that, at least this piece would have understood that these were hellish conditions for anybody, much less someone like Rocky Erickson. So you're probably wondering, well, okay, you've talked about a DVD. Well, what's the record? And the Record You Should Own is actually a tribute album from 1991 entitled Where the Pyramid Meets the Eye. And if you don't think, you're probably thinking, oh, tribute records, I hate tribute records, they're like greatest hits. Well, you know what? You'd be wrong. You know who'd agree with me? ZZ Top. And that's just the beginning. This album is a veritable, if it's early 90s alternative rock, it's on this album. And there are very few tribute albums where the artists actually improve on the originals. And there are some great selections on this album. There's John Wesley Harding, who's kind of like Billy Bragg's and Elvis Costello's illegitimate kid brother, does If You Have Ghosts. T-Bone Burnett does Nothing in Return. The Butthole Surfers, who are a very crappy band out of Texas. And just an aside to Lefty Brown, if you ever buy a Butthole Surfers album, I will come over and I will make you regret it. I will, seriously. But back to the good stuff. There's also a version of Don't Slander Me by Lou Ann Barton, who's kind of a Texas blues singer. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little snippet of a song called She Lives in a Time of Her Own. The original, I'll play a snippet of the original by the 13th Floor Elevators, and the other, another clip from the Judy Bats, who I think this was like their big hit. I don't think they had any other song outside of this do well. So just to listen and compare, and you tell me what you think.
In everything she knows, through time unchecked, the sureness of her flows. She leaves herself inside you when she goes.
And as you can plainly hear, this is one of the reasons why I think people should own this album. I think Rocky Erickson is a great songwriter. He wrote about some unconventional subject material, but this album manages to do what a group of filmmakers failed to do. And that's really bring out the passion and the genius. And really show that this is a man who wrote some really kick-ass songs. And if you're feeling really adventurous, I would really suggest you try to track down either the cassette version or the import version, because it has some really cool bonus tunes, including Splash One by the Mighty Lemon Drops, a couple of more obscure but really still kick-ass songs. But on either version, and this is the track that you can play to your friends, and you have to buy the album to get the full track, there is no other, I guarantee you, there is no other album that you will ever buy that will have Michael Stipe and R.E.M. singing I Walked with a Zombie. Don't believe me? Take a listen.
Zombie, I walk with the zombie, I walk with the zombie last night, I walk with the zombie.
Well, I can tell by the old clock on the wall that it's time for me to mix this and get it uploaded, and it's time once again to end another Record You Should Own for August 2007. Thanks again for listening, and as always, if you want to get in touch with me, have comments, questions, recipe tips, you can check out the blog at blogthispal.blogspot.com. You can email me at blogthispal@gmail.com, or you can phone or fax me at 206-203-3032. And if you're really nice and you record a message, I may even play it on a future podcast. Well, thanks again for visiting, and as always, support your local record store. And once again, the sublime genius of ZZ Top.